My name's Debbie Crawford, and I live in Clintonville. And my husband and I have been learning a lot about transition movement. And I've been a part of trying to be a part of change efforts my whole life. And I'm beginning to learn a lot about how you motivate people and how you don't even try to motivate them. And one of the ways that we've been talking about things is that fear is not a good sustainable motivator. It may have a quick effect on some people, but I know with me, I almost feel immobilized. If you're going to scare the hell out of me, it's not going to really lead me to action. We do need a sense of urgency, but we also have to be very patient and have to realize it's about learning. It's not about scaring. And anyway, if you want to find out more about transition, you can go to TransitionUS.
How do you draw the fine line between, on the one hand, panic and being too impatient, and on the other hand, having some patience yet having a sense of urgency that you mentioned with regards to peak oil and other aspects of energy descent?
Well, that's a really good question. I think that's an art, because the line between creating panic and instilling hope is a really thin line, and I'm not sure I mastered that yet. I think that if our government leaders told the truth about the state of the planet, we would be inciting panic. I don't want that to happen. I want to be a part of instilling hope. So for me, it's a learning journey, and I wish I had a great answer for you, but I don't. I just know that fear isn't it.
You mentioned being joyful and enjoying the journey.
Yes. Play. I just went to a conference a couple weeks ago, and the whole focus was on community, relationship building, and change through play and fun. And I had a week of the coolest things. If you ever would have told me, those of us who were like, it was instilled in us that, if you're laughing and talking and kidding around, certainly you're not getting anything done. And I've completely flipped that on its ear. My ride on this planet is limited. If I'm lucky, I've got another 30 years. My goal is going to be make that as joyful as I can possibly be, because I think, as you said earlier, otherwise, what's the point? If the ride isn't a joyful ride as much as it can be, what are we saving the planet for? What are we saving ourselves for? And, the old line, it's a journey. It's not a destination.
So we could base our joy on having compassion and being very concerned about the future welfare of the human race without having our joy being something like shallow and frivolous, of course. Maybe joy isn't shallow and frivolous, as distinguished from sort of a giddy kind of mentality. Because I use the term joy myself to distinguish that from other sort of intoxicated states of mind where I'm really not concerned about the world.
Well, I guess I'm using the word joy from the perspective of finding joy in the relationships, finding joy in the learning. I don't have the answers. You don't have the answers. But between the two of us, we have the chance of co-creating the answers. There's not one answer. There's many. So having a patience, having a compassion, as you said, and building the future we want, building a strong, healthy, resilient, joyful future. That's what I want to be about. That's what I want my ride to be about for the remainder of my life.